Greetings. It is the collective consciousness of the Lords of Light. We are part of your collective consciousness, and you are very well aware of this state of being. No longer do you view us as outside of yourself. Much has changed. Dear ones within your consciousness, but most importantly, these changes are being transferred into your physicality, upgrading your body into a fifth-dimensional vehicle. You have many tools at your disposal to use in this present time, in these present upgrades that are in process. Each one of you not only are the collective consciousness that gathers with purpose and intent, but you are also the Christed individual experiencing and creating life. You are now experiencing this simultaneous state of being. And you are transferring this state of being into an upgrade. You are creating the upgrade of your physicality so it better represents your consciousness. Your body becomes a better vehicle for you to experience and create life in a body, all the while being fully conscious of yourself as a collective consciousness. The conversation that took place this evening shows you very specifically the mastery that this collective consciousness holds, that each one of you holds as an individual expression of that collective consciousness. You have mastery that is unique to you as the individual, and you willingly share that with the collective, impacting and expanding the collective consciousness. It's in these conversations that you become collective consciousness. In each meeting, you share your mastery and you expand through your experience as the individual. The collective consciousness of this group, of every participant, is very active in these sessions. You become the co-creator of your experience as an individual, as a collective, and as a co-creator of the curriculum you will choose to study and to embrace, to embody as we move forward in the coming months. We will continue with this format with you as co-creators. From time to time, we will call a meeting of just the Lords of Light portion of you to give you direction, to give you further information on how to expand what you already have mastered and are in the process of integrating. These sessions will be important segments throughout the coming months. Some of them will transpire prior to your physical conference meeting. Some of them will transpire after, because as you meet in the conference, there will be other light templates that you will be charged with retrieving that have to be put into place before certain other templates can be brought forth in your studies. So keep this in mind as we now move forward in this new arena of co-creation. Now, as the collective consciousness, we bring forth an individual expression of that consciousness for tonight's teaching and consideration for you to experience in the coming weeks. Please welcome Lord Melchizedek. Greetings. It is I, Lord Melchizedek. It is important for you to recognize what is occurring within your body, the transformation that is taking place within your chakra system. The triadic system is now functioning in a more consistent, refined vibratory level because of the activation of the fourth triad. As I have said before, it will take some months for that to be fully integrated, but you are well on your way. You are understanding the function of that fourth triad and how it impacts the third triad and the second triad and the first triad, how it impacts all of the chakras and expands the unified field so that it functions in a unified, harmonic way. You are noticing how anomalies within the mental emotional body, especially the emotions, and also in the mental body, of the body consciousness that is now shifting when the emotions rise, where there is grief, where there is anxiety. You are relaxing into the influence of the refinement of the fourth triad, and there is calmness in this refinement. You are allowing those feelings to surface, and you just release them without having to process them, understand them, or do anything with them. You are just releasing them from the body. The release from the body is a key component in the changes that must be made within the body. As you all know, the denseness of that body was severe in the third dimension. So release can only come in the presence of that refined vibratory level of the fourth triad as it comes through the third triad and expands that triad. And the functioning of the triad itself, the crown remains open all of the time, not only bringing in the undifferentiated light, the vibrations of harmony, peace, the vibration of calmness. It also becomes a generator of light. You, in your walking around state, in that new fifth dimensional body that you are creating and are emanating, you emanate a light frequency, a vibration that impacts the world, the earth that you walk on, the humans that you interact with, whether they be friends, just acquaintances, or total strangers. And you influence the world in this state of consciousness as the body takes on more light and takes on a refinement of fifth dimension. And yes, embrace that calmness, beloveds. Soon you will begin to experiment with the various light vibrations by bringing in more of the 11th chakra, the undifferentiated light. And you will begin differentiating it as the creator, making it applicable in the body to assist the physical body in coming into the fifth dimensional state. Much conversation took place this evening about this refinement and this harmonious state of being. I would like to draw your attention to the color codes that are also available for you to use, and the sound templates that bring about change in the environment of the unified field. These are all very valid pieces and parts that you are charged with bringing forth and using at an individual level to bring forth a larger integrated state of fifth dimension, so that it resides physically in the body, creating a transformation of that body. As you transform your own personal bodies at the individual level, then you gather together in the collective level. At this level, it helps you hold the energies of the fifth dimensional body, because you are the collective consciousness that is part of the body. It helps you maintain what you have achieved in each session, in each meeting. This is important for you to recognize, that the coming together is so important. You validate each other. You support each other's consciousness to grow and expand. And as you work individually with your body and with your chakra system, you have a lot to work with now and within the coming months. Many of you have started to go back and review, and you will discover we have continually brought forth the need to look at the chakra system, to look at the triads, to look at the mental emotional body. And you are doing this. One of the key components here that we first began with at the very beginning of these sessions of Seating of the Divine, level one, was the sapphire blue star tetrahedron, where you brought unity into the 14 chakra system, and you altered the vibration of the chakras so they began to work in harmony and unity. The color codes are key in this, not only in altering the effects of the mental emotional body's fragmentation, and each chakra, as you express in the world, but also in revitalizing the organs, using color and sound. So there's a wealth of tools, information, vibrations, energies that you have at your disposal to upgrade your body significantly. Continue to work with the fourth triad, because it influences to a great extent the other three triads that you have been working with for some time now. It alters those significantly, and therefore it alters the function of the 14 chakra system. So with that said, beloveds, I would like to engage you in a conversation.